The war in Iraq has left scars on so many people's lives, and obviously not just in Iraq. The war is also reflected in music of the Iraqi diaspora. Take Yasin Al-Salman. He is an Iraqi-Canadian hip-hop artist, goes by the stage name Narcy, N-A-R-C-Y, stands for Neo-Arab Rebel Called Yasin. And Narcy says the war and politics find their way into his music, whether he wants it or not.
It wasn't really a choice for me, you know, being where I'm from and what I've experienced in my life and seeing the injustices that are happening in the world, it just sort of seeps into my work and the narrative of my life. So it ends up being a part of the music without it. It's not a conscious effort to go into the studio and make music that reflects upon it. It's just really how I think. Free.
Proof, international truth, superhero salute, all of my people aloof, what do you choose, a bullet and noose, why do we live in polluting and clean and remove, forgive me, I lose track, most of my people are under attack, trying to breathe.
I think a really stark example of that is in 2003 with the war in Iraq beginning. Shock and awe, that was a key moment for you. You are, after all, Iraqi-Canadian. So how did the war feature in your music and in your art?
Well, early on, I was in a group with two other Iraqi brothers who are my best friends from my childhood, and they were the beat makers, and I was the MC. We were called Euphrates. So our first records were very much, the first one was the lead up to the war, and the second one was the reaction to the war, and it was very reflective in my work, and it was very, very politicized and very reactive in the early days. But nowadays, our music is way more personal and present, if you will.
So take us back, though, to when you were watching what was going on in Iraq. You still had family there. When you saw what was going on the news, when you were reading the papers, what was that like for you?
It's devastating. I mean, we've seen war be projected on our motherland for over three decades now, since I was a baby, you know. So the feeling never changed. It just became more and more clear to us that these patterns of violence that exist are bigger than just two political figures disagreeing with each other.
Where were you when all that was going on in Iraq?
I was in Montreal.
Here.
I was between Montreal and the UAE. We were moving my family out of Iraq slowly into the UAE. My parents live out there still.
So what was that like to be? I mean, how do you communicate? How do you make personal that story when you are so many thousands of miles removed from it?
I mean, you know, you speak to your cousins and my cousin left Iraq at the age of 18, and when he, or even younger, I think he was maybe 17 or 16 when he left. And when he came out and we met for the first time, one of the most poignant experiences I had was watching television with him and seeing his reaction to gunshots on TV and bombs on TV. And he would cover his ears or, you know, leave the room, or he just wasn't comfortable. And that made me realize, oh, wow, like I'm really, really privileged to have the path that I had in my life, you know. But he came out a resilient guy. He now lives in New York, and he's like a personal chef, and he made it, you know. Mm-hmm. So,
well, I wanted to ask you because in 2011, you wrote an op-ed for CNN with the headline "In Iraq, the troops leave, the pain doesn't." Mm-hmm. And the last year, at least, we've been seeing some really ugly vestiges and continuing ripples of that war and the U.S. occupation. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts now about the future of Iraq? And, you know, right now they've got this daunting challenge of ISIS.
You know, I try not to even address those guys because I think they get enough press, you know.
But it's a real problem that I imagine your family and your extended family are thinking about and facing.
Yeah, I think it's a real problem we have in the region. And I'm not one to tell you what the solution is. I'm just an artist, and I try to work on a humanitarian level with people that need it. And I believe that, you know, the arts and creativity and expression are what brought us as individuals within our crew to feel the way we feel and to be as expressive as we are. And if we can reach out and bring those opportunities back to the refugees back home in the Middle East, that's the eventual goal, I think. You know, like they say, each one reach one, teach one, and eventually tweet one.
Hip-hop artist Yasin Al-Salman, also known as Narcy, that stands for Neo-Arab Rebel Called Yasin. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, brother.
Bismillah, like the feeling when I miss Falah, then wish to God and clouds to lift us all. Alhamdulillah, I wonder if BB can ever see me, and if I go back to Basra, will it ever receive me? Bismillah, homies that have the time to talk, now I wish for stars.